We were designed to be a short-term intervention, and so we work with people usually anywhere between 1 and 5 sessions, and then in part of that work is helping them navigate the system of care that exists, the supports that are already out there, so that we could get them connected to the longer-term supports that they might need.
I asked Wheelwright what she did to prepare for closing down the program.
We had a specialized training that we received about how to do the phase down. We met with the Office of Recovery and Resilience early in the process to talk about what would be the sort of aftercare options, who would be the providers that would be continuing in the community, and to make sure they were aware of when our end date would be, as we were part of their recovery plan. So we just wanted to be very involved with them.
What are some of the ongoing needs that you identified in this training in our community?
Probably what stood out to us was that who we were serving at various points in the program shifted over time because of the natural process of grief and the way that it evolves through time. And so initially, in the first 6 months or so, we had a lot of people that were renters or that had evacuated and had emotional impact due to that. And the actual homeowners who had lost homes, there were less of those at first because they were so busy with their rebuilds. It's a lot. It's a grueling process to rebuild a home. And we saw a surge in that at the one-year mark of homeowners coming to see us. And the flood in the winter kind of spiked that up again. And so one of the things we were seeing as an ongoing need was just being mindful of that there may still be people out there that are in the rebuild process that once they complete it and they move back home, which we started to have some of our clients do, they were experiencing new triggers around that, around being physically in the place that they were when the event happened. And it surprised them a little bit that it happened. And so we did a lot of supports around that. But because people are in various stages of rebuild, our program was going to end before everybody hit that mark.
What do you think the community will miss most from your services?
Our program is unique in that it is field-based, so we go to them. They don't have to go to an office. And it is, you know, free and it's anonymous. So there's no, well, let me see if you're eligible and kind of stuff. So there's less red tape around ours than there might be in other places. And we were facilitating quite a few groups and things. But we did that in a way, designing the group so that the participants would take over the facilitation. We like to remind people that connection is the most protective thing around trauma and trauma outcomes. When we go through something that's kind of earth moving as we did, we sometimes forget how to take care of ourselves. We do actually know how to take care of ourselves, but for a moment we might lose track of that. So a lot of this is simply about remembering the things that work for you. If you think about who is the list of people that loves you back, and it doesn't matter if it's a short list, call them up and tell them they made the short list and schedule some time with them, and it will be healing for you.